people in your neighborhood, in your neighborhood, in your neighborhood. Say, who are the people in your neighborhood? The people that you meet each day.
And Robin loves that. Robin, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for being here. Just talk straight into that microphone so we can all hear you. You brought a special guest with you this morning.
I did. I brought the director of The Tempest at Parrish Junior College.
All right, you got a big play coming up.
We
How
do.
Many plays have you done? How many plays have you been in here in Paris? It's got to be a lot. You come in all the time.
I don't know. Just in Paris alone,
Just a guesstimate.
Several dozen, I would guess, just around here.
Yeah, what was your favorite one?
This one.
This one is your favorite?
Truly, this one.
The Tempest.
This has been the most fun I've ever had working on a show.
Tell me, give me a synopsis of the play.
Ooh. Okay, so it's sort of like three stories in one. It's one of Shakespeare's comedies. So first and foremost, we don't want to scare people off because we're saying the word Shakespeare. This is not your grandma's Shakespeare or your English teacher's Shakespeare. No offense to my English teachers. I know someone's going to yell at me. But we've tried to make it feel modern. We've set it in like this Mad Max-y post-apocalyptic world. But it's about a character named Prospero who's been sort of shipwrecked on an island with his daughter, and his daughter's grown up there away from everybody in the world. And there's a storm at the beginning that shipwrecks a couple other groups of people on the island. And so by the end of the show, we all sort of collide. But there's a group of fools that end up together that all end up drunk and getting into shenanigans. There's the group that I'm a part of, which is like the king. And I'm the one that shipwrecked my brother there on that island in the first place. I get to play
because
the villain.
You wanted to.
Because I wanted to. Because I wanted power. And it's been great fun. and then, of course, Prospero and his daughter and all of that gets resolved. If it's a Shakespearean comedy, it has to end in a happy ending. Usually a wedding and a happy ending is what makes it really a comedy. But we've found all the funny stuff in it, I think, almost to a fault. There's some Shakespeare's full of dirty jokes. We've probably found a few of those.
So it's happening at the PJC, the auditorium there?
It is. It's in the Ray Carr Theater on the Dwayne Allen stage at PJC, and it's the 27th through the 1st, so it's this weekend.
All right. Tickets are?
Tickets are $15 general admission, $10 for senior adults, students that are 18 or under, so high school students and younger, or you can get in for just $5 with the donation of a new children's book that we take to local charities. The food bank in town is one of them. They have a little library where they not only give families food that are in need, but they also give kids books to take. I don't even think they have to return them. It's not a library thing. They just give them books. So that's our way of sort of giving back to the community that way. But that's a great way to get a $5 ticket too.
That's awesome. And what time? What are the times?
It's at 7:30 on the 27th, 28th, and 29th, and at 2:30 matinee on the 1st.
All right, sounds good. Anything else? Will we cover everything? Anything you want to add?
Well, we've got to add a couple of just sort of trigger warning type things. For anyone who has any kind of like epilepsy that's triggered by lighting effects, we have a strobe light in the show that we use for lightning effects that goes off throughout the show. So we want to let anyone know that might have any photosensitivity that that's going on. And then also because it's set post-apocalyptic, yes, we have swords and we have knives and we have hand-to-hand fighting. And then we also have stage weapons that look like semi-automatic rifles and semi-automatic pistols. And so for anyone that might go, whoa, where did that come from on stage? They're all stage weapons. But, you know, you may see some guys carrying around some pretty impressive looking hardware on stage.
Okay. All right. Be warned. You were warned. All right. There you go. All right. Do you carry a gun around?
I don't because...
A sword?
No, I carry a knife.
A knife.
Have what's called an assassin's knife. She's quiet and deadly.
Right. We cover everything. You think you wanted to add?
No. All right. Come and see it.
All right.
Yeah.
Come see it. Sounds good. It's this weekend at PJC. It's 8:20, The Tempest.